Chatters, chatties, welcome home for A Great American Chat, a podcast where we chat about great American media. I'm Chad Maurice, and joining me today is a great American fan and fan fiction writer, Angie Lyman. Angie, welcome. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Chad. I'm excited.
Now, today we are going to be... What happened? Hold on. Let me get you back here. I don't know what happened
there. There I am.
There you are. I don't know. Got booted out for a second. Today we are going to be chatting about the first 10 Great American Christmas movies. But Angie, before we get going, I want people to learn a little bit about you. So tell us about a little bit of self. First, start off, what part of the country are you in?
I am from Utah. I grew up in southern Utah near Zion National Park. But now I live in northern Utah, right below Idaho. And I've been married for over 17 years, have four kids ranging in age from 15 to 8. So I'm a stay-at-home mom and busy taxi driver for all my kids and their activities. So
okay.
This world of Hallmark, Great American Family, all these things is kind of a little side thing that I do. I run a couple of fan accounts, and yeah, so just kind of my hobby on the side.
And talk a little bit about the fan fiction that you write.
Yeah, I started writing fan fiction a couple years ago when things on When Calls the Heart didn't go how some of us wanted. I started writing some fan fiction for it. And just kind of got involved with a big group of writers. And I'm trying to get like my own fiction off the ground as well. So that's kind of a passion of mine, is writing. So that's been fun. Just kind of created a whole community and have made a lot of friends doing that. So writing and things are, So I like these movies. I like paying attention to the storylines and the writing, because that's kind of a passion of mine. So
I know you're a Kevin McGarry fan.
Yep, part of the McGarrys.
Part of the McGarrys. Now, are you also a Dan Lissing fan?
I was big. I've been watching When Calls the Heart since season one, so definitely a big Jack and Elizabeth Dan Lissing fan for sure. So I'm excited to see him on Great American Family. That's fun.
What about Paul Green?
I've always been a Paul Green fan. He was one of my favorites from years and years ago when I started watching Hallmark movies. So, just a big fan of all these.
And Rory Loughlin.
I'm actually really excited about that movie, her movie this year. So I'm glad that she's able to, you know, find redemption and come back and be on more movies, because I think she's great.
Yeah, I mentioned those three because they're all When Calls the alum, and they all have movies coming up this year on Great American Family, or Great American Christmas, I should say. So what we're going to do, we're going to chat about the actors that are in the movies. I'll read the synopses, and we're going to rank them. I think we're going to use 0 to 5 cups of hot cocoa, or hot, however you say it. All right. With 0 being a bad movie, 2.5 being a movie, and then 5 being a really good movie. All right.
Sounds good.
And we'll rate these based on the actors that are in the movies, the movie premise, and how much we think we're going to enjoy it. So let's get started here. Let me bring up this. Let me move it. So let me move things around here. Let me move this down here. All right. So Great American Christmas kicked off this past weekend on October 14th. The first premiere was Destined 2, Christmas Once More, which was the sequel to Destined at Christmas. It starred Shea Robbins and Casey Elliott. It's written and directed by Chris Combe. The synopsis says, Theo continues to miss connecting with his girlfriend, Kim, attempts to propose at Christmas. And even though the movie already aired, I have a trailer, which I'm going to show, just because I like to watch trailers. So here we go.
Airing Saturday night at 8. Great American Family is bringing back a fan favorite, the sequel to Destined at Christmas. Last year, they finally found one another. This year, they search for the perfect moment.
Are you going to propose?
Shea Robbins and Casey Elliott.
You and I are supposed to be together.
You're everything that I've ever wanted in my life.
In Destined 2, Christmas Once More, premiering Saturday night at 8 on Great American Family. Welcome home.
All right, I'm going to move things around again. Things keep screen keeps adjusting. There we go. All right, so Angie, what was your take on this one?
I actually liked this better than the first one, and I liked I did. I don't know. There's something about the first one. I hate when people keep misconnecting. Like, the two of them weren't really in the movie much together, so.
Right,
that was
right.
I didn't like as much about the first one, but I'm kind of biased because I've known Casey Elliott for years. Casey and Shay are Utah locals who Casey's done a ton of acting in Utah for forever. And it's funny because Shay is actually the wife of one of his partners in his singing group Gentry. So that's kind of a funny little connection they have.
All right.
So yeah. It's kind of weird, I guess, that they've both been big actors on the stage and film here in Utah. So I guess I'm a little biased because I just love them. But I really liked their connection. I felt like the connection between Theo and Kim in this movie was really great. And of course, Casey's real life daughter, Eve, plays his daughter, Ashley, in the movie, which is super fun. So I really liked it. I thought it was well done and I enjoyed it. So.
Yeah. Now you and I talked before the movie premiered about how this engagement storyline would work. Cause we both found out that the movie was about them getting engaged. And we both said, well, wait a minute. They were already engaged at the end of the first movie. How to do this? How do you think that was handled?
I think good. I think the only thing that makes it different is he has a ring on at the end of the first movie. So it's like, they're already married, but I think it works if you just say, oh, the two of them were engaged at Christmas. Cause they technically got engaged before Christmas. So, and everything else was kind of the same for that ending. So I can see how they went back and did it, but I was really confused at first. I'm like, how are they going to do this? But I thought they did a good job of it. Like I said, the only thing that's questionable is the ring.
Yeah. I thought the entire movie was going to be a flashback. Like I told you before, I thought they were going to be how they got engaged and the whole thing would be a flashback. Is that what you thought?
That would have been a fun idea too. I wasn't quite sure how they were going to handle it, but I did like it. I liked that it showed just, you know, life gets in the way, but they made it work.
Now I talked to the writer and director, Brittany, a few days ago, did an Instagram live with her, talked about the ending of the first movie and everything. She said, obviously she didn't know that there was going to be a sequel when she made the first movie. And she said, I was wearing a ring. She said, but we'll call it an engagement ring. How's that?
There we go.
Cause she said, some guys do wear engagement rings.
It's true. And it, you know, it didn't really bother me. I thought they did a good job with it. And I really liked the family aspects, the moms and the talks they had with their moms and stuff. Like it was just a really enjoyable watch for me. Like it wasn't like anything super special, but I really did think their chemistry in this movie was really good. I really liked it.
Yeah. I liked how she did it, how she started the movie a month before the first movie ended. I like that.
Yeah. I like that it's around
Amanda's
Black Friday
in the chat. I like how they redid the whole Black Friday and the whole Christmas, the month of December again. Amanda in the chat is saying, Was it the sacked ring? I meant to compare and forgot. I think it was the same engagement ring, I think, that she had on at the end of the first movie as what was in this movie. It looked like the same ring to me. Yeah, it was hard to tell. Yeah, but I'm with you. I meant to ask, how did your house to you since this, whoops, where are you going? You keep popping out on me. I don't know why you keep, it's the software probably I'm using. I don't know. So since this movie was about two people getting engaged, I was wondering, how did your husband propose to you?
That's a funny story. I was actually wedding dress shopping because we had already decided, we had already gone and picked out the ring. We were just waiting for it to be shipped to us. And I was trying on wedding dresses with my mom and my sisters, and he came in and proposed while I was in a wedding dress. So the lady at the shop was like, this has never happened before. Clearly most people have their engagement rings by the time they wedding dress shop. But my husband and I got engaged after 3 weeks of dating and married 2 months later. So it was very quick. So yeah.
Whoa, really? 3 weeks, you knew?
We met on a blind date and got engaged in 3 weeks. It was crazy. And I don't know. But we were older and no games. We're just like, I don't know. We just kind of knew from the start. So, and we've been married over 17 years. So, so far it's worked out.
That is amazing. That is amazing. So that's a good idea for a movie right there. Getting engaged while you're trying on wedding dresses.
Well, so Hallmark, these Hallmark movies really aren't that much different from my life because, you know, people getting engaged that fast, everyone's like, oh, that's too fast. But I'm like, well, that's my life. So
Amanda says she loves your story.
Thanks, Amanda. Yeah.
So yeah, as far as Destin 2 Christmas More goes, I enjoyed revisiting these characters. I loved it. I loved seeing the dinosaur museum again. That was fun. I loved seeing the gingerbread house competition that Ashley was competing in.
Yep.
She did it in the last movie, and she did it again in this movie. That was great. I loved seeing Kim's countdown calendar again. That one surprised me. I didn't think we were going to see it again, but we did.
I liked that, so that the was way great. That moves the time along. Like that was, I think that was a good choice.
Yeah, you can tell. Yeah, you can see as the days pass, as time's passing. Yeah, during the movie. And I really loved the floors again that we got in this movie. In the first movie, we got Theo and Ashley sitting on the floor, lying on the floor under the Christmas tree having a conversation in the first movie. We got two of those. Theo was on the floor with Ashley at one scene. And then Kim was also on the floor with Ashley later in the movie in a different scene. So I thought those scenes were. So, yeah. So, all right. Out of 5 cups of hot cocoa or hot chocolate, what would you get?
I would say 4 for me. I just really enjoyed it. It wasn't one that I was like, I'm bored or like, I enjoyed it. I think especially just because it was the sequel and I liked it more than the first one. I probably would have given the first one a 3.5 maybe. And this one was a 4 for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I'm a little higher than you on this one. I'm giving this one 5 cups of hot cocoa, man. With marshmallows in each cup and whipped cream on top. I really like this movie.
It's one that I definitely will watch again. Maybe I'll get up to 5 once I watch it again. So.
Oh, yeah. I'll do it again, too, as well. Yeah. Moving on. All right. Was The Text Before Christmas. This one premieres this Saturday, October 21st. It stars Merritt Patton and Trevor Donovan. It's directed by Peacock, who also directed Catering Christmas and Fall Into Winter and The Winter Palace. Kara Russell, who wrote Catering Christmas and Fall Into Winter. The synopsis is a long one. Here we go. Addie, played by Merritt, a New York City chiropractor, mistakenly receives a text from someone named Nana. This accidental text turns into a loving friend between Nana and Addie, who now communicate regularly. Nana invites Addie to spend the holiday in Vermont. His picture postcard perfect and exactly as Nana described, except for one surprise. Nana's single son, James, played by Trevor, a traveling doctor who is also home for the holidays. Over three consecutive years, James and Addie are together during the holidays, though it isn't until they are both single that they begin to see each other in a different light. Hold on, I got to get you back in here. And I do have a trailer for this. Let's take a look at this before we chat about it. Hold on here. No, I think it's this one here.
Airing Saturday night at 8, the second premiere of Great American Christmas. She thought she was spending the holiday alone.
I was wondering if you would like to join us for Christmas.
But took a leap of faith on the kindness of strangers.
Because family, no matter how you define it, it's really the most important thing.
Merritt Patterson and Trevor Donovan star in Twas the Text Before Christmas. Premieres Saturday night at 8 on Great American Family. Welcome home.
Okay, so I guess we have a woman who befriends a woman after a mistaken text message, and she winds up meeting her son. What do you think about this one?
I'm really excited about this one. I love both Trevor and Merritt, and I thought they were great together in the Jingle Bell Princess movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the two of them together makes me really excited, and the storyline is really interesting. It's really different. Mm-hmm. Adding that the Nana or whatever, it's his mom.
Yeah, I think it's his mom. Yeah, but they call her Nana, yeah. Which is weird because usually Nana refers to grandmother. Usually,
yeah. I just think it's an interesting storyline, and that it happens over 3 years is different as well. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I'm excited because it's not just a cookie cutter type movie. I feel like it's one that could have depth to it.
Right. It sounds like it's going to be a story that we haven't seen before.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever replied to a text message that you received by mistake?
If they keep sending stuff, I did have a long time ago. I had this old lady that kept calling my phone at weird times in the middle of the night. And I finally had to like block her because I tried to be nice and be like, she was this old lady trying to find her daughter or something. And I was like, this is the wrong phone number. And I like tried to help her. And then I finally had to just be like, no, I just had to block her so that she didn't call me in the middle of the night because I had little kids then. And I was like, no. But yeah, I have replied to a few just to be like, this is the wrong number, you know, but. I've never formed a relationship mm-hmm. based on a wrong number, though.
Yeah. Now, Amanda in the chat is saying the Dono fans will be showing up in full force for this one. The Dono fans are already in full force on social media promoting this movie. Yeah.
They were already trending on Twitter the other day on this movie. And it was
trending last Saturday when the Destin Christmas scene. This movie was trending also. Yeah.
Yep, because they're excited about it. Yeah. So I think it's going to do well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. This one, I love the title. I think this is a great title. "'Twas the Text Before Christmas." I think that's great.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's interesting here. And it says, what's it say? Over three consecutive years. Oh, it isn't until they are both single that they begin to see each other in a different. So apparently, she must not be single when they first meet. Because it says in the synopsis that he is, but apparently she must not be one in her life.
Yep. So they have to wait till they're both available for anything to happen.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see. Maybe the first year she's not available, but he is. Maybe the second year, you know, he has someone in his life, but she doesn't. And, you know, and then maybe the third year, they're finally both single. It'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Yep. I agree.
And
it will be an interesting one.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm wondering if she does have some life, how come she's not spending the holidays with her significant other? Why is she spending the holidays with Nana and what's his name? James, you know?
That's a good question. Yeah, I'm excited to find out on Saturday.
Yeah. So, like you mentioned, Trevor and Merritt, this is their second Christmas movie they've done together for Great American Family. And like you said, they were really, really good together in Jingle Bell Princess. So I think they're going to be good together in this one. And this one's a good writer and a good director. We mentioned, man, you keep popping out. I don't know what the software, I don't know what this program's doing to you.
I feel bad. Sorry.
No, it's not your fault. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, like you said before, I think it has a good storyline. Sounds like it's going to be a good original storyline that we haven't seen before. All right. So how are you going to rate it? How many cups of hot chocolate?
I'm going with 4.5. I'm leaving my fives for like the couple that I really am excited about. So I am excited about this one too.
Okay.
I'm going to go 4.5 because I'm super excited. And it's probably going to go up to a 5 once I see it, I think. So
okay.
We're going to start with that.
Well, I'm right there with you. I'm going 5 cups on this one.
I think it's going to be great. It's one I'm most excited about. For sure.
Yeah.
Can't wait to tweet with all the Dono fans.
Well, the Dono fans. Yeah, they'll be lighting up after comes Saturday night.
For sure.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I'm going to be on the road this weekend. I don't know. Hopefully, I'll be able to watch it. I'm staying at an Airbnb Saturday night, so hopefully I'll watch it. I don't know how. Maybe on my phone or on my tablet or something. I don't know.
I know. Last week, I couldn't. I think I only sent a few tweets out, like, at the very first. I was at home. I was at my parents' house. My kids had fall break, so I didn't get to watch it all. I actually just finished watching it yesterday. So.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because I wasn't able to watch it all. I went to see my grandpa and wasn't able to watch it that night. Mm-hmm. But I should be able to watch this one Saturday. So,
plus, it's hard to watch and post on X at the same time because you miss half the
movie. I always have to go back and rewatch after. If I'm tweeting,
you have to watch. Yeah, you have to. Like in last week's movie, I had no idea that in the cinnamon roll, because I was posting on X. I saw that scene where they were rolling the dough and the ring fell into the dough. I totally missed it. So I'm like, I had no idea where the ring was. I didn't know until when Theo bit it in a cinnamon roll. I'm like, oh, it was in the cinnamon roll. What? I thought it was in the gingerbread house. I had no idea where it was.
That was pretty clever. Yeah,
that's what happened.
I kind of thought that was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah. All right, October 8th, Bringing Christmas Home stars Jill Wagner. I like to say instead of Wagner. And Paul Green, retired military officer, now military history professor, Caroline, enlisted to assist antique store owner Russell, played by Paul, in finding the family of World War II Army officer Orrin Newton before Christmas with the hope of returning precious personal artifacts. Orrin's dress uniform, medals, and a stack of love letters beloved Alice, who waits for him back home. The search seems to dead end when Caroline discovers was captured and listed as MIA, but Carolyn, and Russell then search the love letters for clues as to what happened to Orrin and whether he ever made it home to Alice. Okay, hold on. Let's look at the preview for this one.
Airing Saturday, October 28th.
This is a World War II jacket. What's this? It's a love letter. Maybe I could track him down.
Starring Jill Wagner and Paul Green.
That's bring in a professional.
I was stationed overseas, and sometimes the only thing that keeps you going is knowing that there's someone at home waiting for you.
Love finally finds its way home. The third of 20 great American Christmas originals, Bringing Christmas Home, premieres Saturday, October 28th at 8 on Great American Family.
Okay, so an antique dealer and a military history professor joining forces to find the owner of these World War II personal artifacts. What are your thoughts?
I'm excited about this one. I love Jill Wagner so much. Mm-hmm. Like, she's one of my favorites. And I think her and Paul will make a really interesting pairing. So I'm excited for that. And the military aspect. I have two brothers in the military. So I love any Christmas movie with the military. Like, is always fun for me, having that personal connection with military. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go again. Let me get you back in here. Get you back in here. Yeah, okay. Amanda says in the chat here, I think this is the first of two military stories, too. Yeah, very cool. Yeah, Candace's movie, I think, has a military theme as well. I believe so. So I think this is the first movie. Yeah, I think this is the first movie Paul and Jill have ever done together, I believe.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen them together. Yeah,
I think they should.
Yeah, so this will be interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what I find interesting is that they have Jill wearing a wig in this movie because she has her hair cut short for her TV show.
But then I was
thinking, why is she wearing a wig? She's playing a retired military officer
teaches
military history. She could have gone with the short hair. It wouldn't have mattered.
She could have gone with it.
Yeah.
I guess that was just the director's choice or whatever.
I found that to be kind of strange because everyone has short hair, so she could have sported the short hair It wouldn't have made any difference.
She could have.
Yeah.
She can rock that look. Jill's gorgeous. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. She can rock short hair or long hair. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Yep. So you know what I like about this one? This sounds like the Signed, Sealed, Delivered movies.
Yeah,
and I love those.
I like
movies.
The mystery aspect. Yeah,
where they're searching for clues and letters and trying to find the owners of these letters or the family of the owner of these letters.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think I'm going to really like this one because I like Signed, Sealed, Delivered, and I think this is going to remind me of that show. Yeah,
I agree with that. It definitely is a kind of synopsis that I'm like, oh yeah, I definitely want to watch this one. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And like you said, Jill and Paul will be good together. So how many cups of hot cocoa for this one, you think?
I think this one, I had 4.5 as well. I guess I'm stingy with my five cups.
Okay.
But I'm definitely, really excited for it. So I think it's going to be
good. You are stingy. I'm usually stingy with my five cups as well. But this, when I looked at the list of these movies, I thought there's a lot of good ones. So I'm giving this one five cups. I'm giving
like I said,
five
I
cups.
Think mine might go up after I watch them because.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to judge the movie before you've seen it. It is hard. Yeah, that's true. Yep.
But it's definitely up there. I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Journey to Christmas. This one premieres October 29th. It stars Ash Asai and Joey Hayworth. It's directed by Brian Brough, who also directed Prescription for Love, Identical Love, and Retreat to Paradise, and some other ones that have been on Great American Family. It's written by Brittany Wiscombe, who wrote, of course, the Destined at Christmas movies, and it's also co-written by Missy Cohen Fife. The synopsis says, while on a charity press tour, a model, played by Ash, ends up stranded the weather at the family home of the driver, played by Joey, that she hired to assist her for the week. And from what Brittany has told me, it's about this modeling experiencing a family for the first time. She experiences a family Christmas with the family of her driver, and she's never experienced that. So it kind of warms her heart and gets her in the Christmas spirit. I don't have a trailer for this one. So this is all we have to go on. So what are your thoughts on this one?
I think it sounds cute. Like, I don't know the actors at all. You know, it seems like they're pretty, especially her. She's pretty new. But again, more Utah people doing this movie.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think that they put out cute movies. I mean, it's just hard to know where it's with new actors and you just don't know how it's going to go.
Yeah.
So, but it could end up being cute. Sometimes they end up being better than you expect, sometimes worse than you expect. So I'm just kind of like, I don't know what to expect with it, but it sounds cute.
Yeah. Like Destined at Christmas, the first one really surprised me.
Same. I didn't know what to expect with that one either.
Yeah. Same with me. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yep. So yeah, I think this will be probably a sweet, heartwarming story. Oh, there you go again. I don't know why it's doing this to you.
I don't know either. My internet's fine. I checked it. So.
we'll just keep going with it. So yeah, I think it'll be a heartwarming story. Like you said, I'm not familiar with either of these actors, so I'm a little iffy about that. But I think it'll be good. Brian and Brittany's movies are usually good. I don't think it'll be as good as the Destined at Christmas movies, although maybe they'll surprise me. You never know. Maybe we'll see.
You never know.
Yeah. Well, what do you think? How many cups of cocoa?
I'm giving it a 3 just because I don't know what to expect. So, and it's kind of your typical kind of cutesy, you know. But sometimes those movies end up being better than you expect. So I'm willing to up it if it ends up surprising me. So
yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm going 3 cups on this one as well. Yeah. Cause like you said, it's hard to know when you don't know the actors and you've never seen the movie, you haven't seen it yet. And you don't have a synopsis, kind of a short synopsis. So you never know where it's going to go, how it's going to go. But I'll go 3 with you on this one.
Sounds good.
November 4th, A Dash of Christmas. This one stars Laura Osnes, I think is the way you pronounce her name, and Christopher Russell. It's directed by Robin, written by Bob Sine, who wrote A Christmas and A Brush with Christmas that was on last year. And he also wrote one of my favorite movies, Christmas movies, Help for the Holidays, the one that stars Summer Glau and John Brotherton. Yeah.
I love that
one. Yeah, I watch that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that one too. I watch that one every year. It's about the elf that leaves the North Pole and comes down. Yeah, I really like that movie.
That's a good one.
So he wrote that one. And he has a co-writer, Guy Yosef, who wrote B&B Mary, which was on Great American Family last year.
Yeah, with Jen Lilly and Jesse Hutch.
And Jesse Hutch, Yep, so the synopsis says, to apply for her dream job at a foodie startup, an executive played by must learn to bake. When she recruits a handsome baker to help her, played by Christopher, she inadvertently ends up entered in a Christmas bake-off. So we have a Christmas baking contest going on here. What are your thoughts on this one?
I'm excited about too, because I love Chris Russell and Laura. I think they're both great actors. So I think it's an interesting pairing, and who doesn't love a hot baker? Like, honestly, I'm here for that. I love to bake at Christmas. So Christmas baking is always like a trope that I appreciate. So I think it should be cute.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, you can't go wrong with a baking movie, especially at Christmas time.
No. You got to have some baking in there. So.
And you can't go wrong with these two. Laura is always good in all of her movies. And Christopher's good. I think these two will make a cute pairing. I mean, they look cute in the picture that I have here. So.
They do. Yep. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. This one wasn't even on my radar. I guess I just hadn't, gone deep into it, but it's one that I was like, oh yeah, this will be fun. I think they'll be great. So
And we have good writers as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think it'll be a cute story. I'm looking forward to this one.
Me too.
How many cups of cocoa? How many cups of cocoa are you serving up for this
one? I'm going with 4 on this one. I think it's gonna be good.
Okay. I'm upping you. I'm going 5 cups for this one.
Chad's looking for. I'm willing to. You know, I'm gonna post about my ones I'm looking forward to, and I will post after, like if I've upped my cups. So
Okay. Yeah, these first 10 movies on the skate,
they look great.
They all sound really good. Yeah, I know. I'm like, wow, they really front loaded the schedule.
They did.
Because the last 10 I'm not familiar with, but these first 10, man, I think, they're going to be pretty good. All right, coming up next, we have Our Christmas Wedding. Let me get Ange back here.
Sorry, I feel really bad.
Oh, you don't need to apologize. It's I don't know. It must be this software I'm using. I don't know. But no one's ever popped in and out like this before. Our Christmas Wedding. This is a sequel to My Boss's Wedding, which the network aired last fall. This one premieres on November 5th. It stars Holly DeVoe and Drew Seeley. It's directed by Drew Simic or Simic. How do you pronounce his last name?
Simic.
Is it Simic? Andrew Simic. Who directed The Art of Christmas, which was on one of the Christmas movies last year. And he also directed My Grown-Up Christmas List and Autumn Stables, which I know you know because you're a Carrie fan.
Yep.
And he also directed Home for Harvest, which the network premiered last autumn. Last year. So we have a good director on this one. Writers are Courtney McAllister, who has written several Up TV Christmas movies, and Patrick McBrearty. The synopsis says, in this sequel, roles reverse as Nicole's boss, played Kingsley, plans newly engaged Nicole and Michael's wedding in 2 weeks at Christmas.
Brigitte is Andrew Simic's wife. Did you know that?
Yeah. They're married. Yeah. So and usually, usually she writes all of his movies, but she didn't write this one.
Yeah. But
because I know she wrote The Art of Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this one will be fun because it's the sequel and now we get there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get the two that kind of fell in love in my boss's wedding, and then we get their wedding and the role reversal. That'll be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew and Brigitte always do a great job with their movies. So it's definitely one that I'm looking forward to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought the first one, My Boss's Wedding, I thought it was really cute. And I thought Drew was really funny in that movie.
Yeah. I really liked Drew in that one too.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And I thought these two first movie, so I think they're going to be equally cute in this one.
I agree. Yep. It's fun to see these sequels and see how the relationships have progressed in the sequels.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. I always like revisiting characters from the first movies. And we got a Christmas wedding. I mean, I like wedding planning movies. And this is a Christmas wedding.
Weddings.
Yeah.
Christmas weddings are the ultimate, right? So.
Yeah. So, I think it's going to be, good. I think they'll have a good.
I do
too. How many cups of cocoa are you thinking on this one?
I'm giving this one 4. Mm-hmm, I'm being stingy, huh? But I think.
I'm right there with you on this one. I think this will be a 4 cup. That's what I'm going on this one too. 4 cups for me as well.
I think it'll be a really enjoyable watch, is what I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Moving on. Okay. We got Daniel Lessig. Christmas Keepsake on November 11th stars Gillian Murray and Daniel Lessig. Following their move to a father, played by Daniel, bonds with his daughter and stumbles upon an unexpected romance while tracking down the owner of a Christmas time capsule. Now, a time capsule, one of those things where you bury under the ground and dig up like 30 or 40 years later.
Yep.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So this one's a Christmas-themed time capsule.
Yep.
What's that?
That's what I take from it, is a time capsule that's buried in the ground or something and they come across
it. That's what I'm assuming. Yeah, that's what I'm assuming here. Yeah. Yeah. All right, so.
I'm excited to see Dan play a dad. Like, that will be fun. You know, I always like seeing these guys play the single father. You know, that's always pulls at the heartstrings, right? And then the little mystery aspect of it, like Seinfeld delivered, like those kind of things. I really like having a little mystery involved where they have to solve some things like that. So yeah, I think it's a great synopsis.
Yeah. You know, I think these two will be really good together because Dan's always in and Jillian has been in two or three family movies. The last one she was in, I really enjoyed, where the something about an angel. I forget the title now. Unlikely Angel, I think was the name of it. She was good at that one.
And she was with, wasn't she with Trevor in the prescription?
Yeah.
Wasn't that
her? Yeah, Trevor in that one. Yeah, that was her. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, she played a nurse and Trevor was a doctor. I'm thinking now. I'm debating how many cups to give this one now. How many cups you giving it?
I was going to give it 4.
Yeah, I'm debating between 4 and 5. I'll go with 4. I'll go with you. 4 cups on this one.
Like, it's not my most anticipated, but I think it will be great because I think the people in it will be great. So
right. Yeah, but I'm a little confused about this story. What, I don't know what a Christmas time capsule is. I got to see how this works out.
I feel like 4 is fair because I'm excited because of the people in it, but then we'll just see. We'll see, you know?
Yeah. So. Yeah. It could be real an interesting storyline or it could be something that's, you know, scratching your head and strange. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see how.
Yep. We will see, right?
Oh, now here's a big one right here. On November 12th, Christmas Blessing stars Lori Loft, James Tupper, and Jesse Hutch. And we also have a few characters, which you probably know, or actors, I should say, that you know, in the supporting cast. We have Tammy Gillis, who's a couple Signed, Sealed, Delivered movies. She was in an Aurora Tea Garden movie with Candace Cameron Bure. She was in the couple Mr. Darcy movies. We have Karen Holness, who was in Christmas Town with Candace Cameron and Christmas at the Plaza. She's been in a lot of these movies. And Jason Sermon, who was in A Christmas Town also, and he was in a Garage Sale Mysteries movie with Lori. And Laura Trim, who you probably know, she was in 7 episodes of Calls the Heart. Are you familiar at all? You recognize her, the blonde there in the lower right?
Yeah, I recognize her.
She played, apparently on Wednesday she played Mary Graves / Mary Dunbar.
Yep. Yeah, she was one of the widows whose husband died, and then she ended up getting remarried. That was a big storyline
in
season 1, I think.
Oh, okay. So this one's directed by David Winning. It's written by Alfonso Moreau, who was a writer on When Hope Calls. And he
was the showrunner for When Calls the Heart for 2 years.
Oh, was he? For a while? Oh, was he? Okay. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. He still wrote the movie 5-Star Christmas. It's a co-writer by Andrea Stevens, who wrote all those Merry Little Christmas movies that were on Lifetime that starred Kelly Rowland.
Okay.
She was writing all of those. So for the synopsis, it's found that TV star Mandy Gilmore, not related to the Gilmore Girls, says goodbye to her hit culinary series with plans to travel the globe dining in all 142 Michelin star restaurants. Before jetting, Mandy stops in Milwaukee with a deed to her deceased aunt's food pantry, recently purchased by adjacent business owner Adam, played by Tupper. It'll be a simple transaction until pantry volunteer Otto, played by Jesse, reminds them that Aunt Susie's love of cooking was truly love of feeding and inspires one more holiday feast from those who need it most. Oof. All right, this one's kind of... All right, this synopsis is a little bit confusing. We got a famous chef here. Apparently, she's selling her aunt's free, I guess. And I'm guessing, I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing maybe the buyer, James Tupper there, is going to maybe turn the food pantry into a restaurant, maybe. And Jesse probably can to keep it a food pantry. No, I'm just guessing. That's kind of what it sounds yeah. like. We got an all-star cast on this one. We got quite an ensemble.
All-star
here.
Cast. I love yeah. Lori and...
Oh, wait a minute.
Anyway, I love all the three main casts, like Jesse Hutch, mm-hmm. love him. Lori mm-hmm. and James are great. So definitely think it will be a great movie. Sounds heartwarming, like it's going to like get you in all the feels.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like to me.
Exactly. Exactly. I think it's going to tug at the heartstrings.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you got to love
about
those.
Feeding. Yeah. Yeah. About feeding people. Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, this one's going to has good writers. It has a good director. Now, James and Lori are in the movie Fall Into Winter. They starred together in that movie. Mm-hmm. They were good in that one, so I'm sure they're going to be good in this one. And like you said, this is going to be a heart movie.
Yep.
What? How many cups of cocoa?
This one I have 5 because I'm really excited about the cast.
Yeah.
And it really does sound like something that's going to be heartwarming. And I mm-hmm. love those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'm right there with you. I'm going 5 cups of cocoa with marshmallows and whipped cream.
Oh, yeah. I'll stick some of that in mine, too.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, loved all of Jesse Hutch's. I followed Jesse Hutch during when he was filming that movie. And mm-hmm. so I'm excited about his character as well. So.
Yeah, they have him dressed up in like 19th century clothes or something, it looked like, you know.
Yeah, I'm interested to see why he dresses that way. So
yeah, it looked like he was a Dickens Carol or something, you know.
Yeah,
Dickens
exactly.
story, you know? yeah yep. Yeah, I'm curious to see why he's dressed like that as well. Yeah. Moving on, November 18th we have Santa. This one stars Aubrey Reynolds and Samuel Witten. This one's written by Brittany Wiscombe, another one of her movies, and it's directed by, I'm not sure who directed it, either Brian Brough or John Lied. I'm not sure. John works with the two of those in their production company, so I'm not sure who directed it. Can theater director Lila, played by Aubrey, can she rise to the challenge of putting on the Christmas ballet alongside a difficult new colleague, while also discovering her office secrets in the process? And Brittany told me that the guy in this movie here, the character, is her high school nemesis. So they knew each other and they didn't like each other in high school.
Funny.
And they get paired together to work together to put on this Christmas ballet. So a Christmas ballet sounds fun. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I take my girls to the ballet at Christmas, so that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the Nutcracker every year that we're here, and so yeah, that sounds and like I said, we know these writers and directors, and mm-hmm. they do good work. So my local peeps, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah,
I need to start yeah. being an extra more in these movies. I need to like,
I know. I know you need to find out how you can, because you're a Utah local. You should reach out to Brittany and find out how you can be in, be a better
I have
in your films.
My old college roommate, her and her kids are usually in all of these movies as extras. So I mm-hmm. need to find out more information. I'm actually on the extra list now since I did one of the Hallmark. I was extra in one of the Hallmark movies this year, but
I know I was just going to mention that you were a background in one of the movies this year. Yeah.
Yep. So yeah. I need to find out and do more of them. It'd be fun. Hopefully next year, mm-hmm. my friend who's yeah. done a lot of them was like, we got to do one together. So I'm going to definitely try to do more of them because that's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It is fun. So on this one, how many cups of Coco on this one?
I'm going to give it probably a 3.5.
That's I don't know. That's funny. You and I are thinking alike on this one. Yeah. Yeah. I like this idea of a Christmas ballet, Secret Santa movies. Mm-hmm. I think that's fun when someone doesn't know who their Secret Santa is and they're trying to figure it out.
I'm sorry and, about my connection.
No, you don't. Quit saying sorry. It's not your fault. I don't know why it's doing that. And I also like Aubrey Reynolds. I've seen her in a couple other Christmas movies. I've seen her in Lifetime movies, and I like her.
Yeah.
So I'm right there with you. 3.5 cups of cocoa, and I'm putting a marshmallow in one cup for Audrey because I like her, and I'm putting a marshmallow in another cup for Santa because we got a Santa in this movie.
Oh, yeah. You always got to have Santa.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. I don't know the male actor in this. I don't know him at all, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. It could go either way, but it could be good.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Round is our last one, I believe. A Paris Christmas Waltz on November 19th. It stars Jen Lilly and Matthew Morrison. Directed by Michael Damian, who obviously we know. He directed Much Ado About Christmas, and he directed Christmas Waltz, last year's movie, which premiered on Hallmark. That one premiered on Hallmark. And it was written by his wife, Jean Damian, who wrote Much Ado About Christmas. And she also wrote A Crown for Christmas, which is favorite Danica McKellar Christmas. I think that movie's really good.
Great one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she wrote that. The synopsis says, Emma relinquishes her job so a colleague with a family will keep his. Contemplating life's next steps, Emma meets a professional dancer named Leo, whose love for her is waning, until a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity arises for the novice to join the pro for a Christmas pro-am dance competition and sweep all of Paris off. So we have an amateur dancer joining a pro for a Paris dance competition. It sounds to me like they meet in the United States here and then go to Paris together. Is that what it sounds like to you?
It's what it sounds like
to me. Yeah. I don't think they meet in Paris. I don't know. I don't think so. We do have a trailer for this one. Let's take a look-see here.
Great American Christmas 2023. Directed by Michael and Janine Damian. In one of the most joyous films of the year, A Paris Christmas Waltz. Starring Jen Lilly and Matthew Morrison. This Christmas, love dances along the cobblestone streets of Paris. Great American Christmas Year 3. Welcome home.
Okay. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this one.
So this one's probably my most anticipated one of the year. I love the Damians. Their movies are awesome. Mm-hmm. Like A Much Ado About Christmas was my favorite Christmas movie from 2 years ago. They always make it so magical, their movies. I'm excited about that. I love Jen Lilly, and I'm excited to see Matthew Morrison with her dancing Paris. I mean, it seems like it's got everything. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm really excited about this one. This is the one I've been looking forward to most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think these two will be good together. We got an on-location movie in Paris. I mean, you can't go wrong with a movie set in Paris. And like you said, we're dancing. Dancing in Paris. And this movie has gotten a lot of promotions. I mean, for months they've been promoting this movie. And it's been in the press and on social media, all over social media. So promoting it so much, so it definitely has to be good. I would say.
And their filming schedule was way longer than normal. I mean, most of these movies are 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. This one, they were there for quite a bit longer than that. They had a lot of dance training and, you know, they had different locations. And yeah, I just think it's going to be one of their top tier, like one of the best movies that they've put out thus far. So,
yeah. And like you said, Michael and Janine always up a good movie. Yeah, like you said, those two always do. Their movies are always good.
Yeah, the Damians do a great job. So
yeah. Yeah. So how many cups for this one?
I'm definitely 5+. 5+ all the toppings for this one.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, I'm right there with you. Yeah, I'm right there with you. 5 cups, marshmallow cup. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think this one, I don't know what stand out. It could be this one or it could be the movie. Out of these first 10.
I think 10. those are both going to be great, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's a lot in between that I think could be really good too. So all of these 10, I'm looking forward to watching. Like, there's none that I'm like, oh, I'm not watching that. So I definitely want to watch all of them. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. So that wraps up Great American Christmas Movies. Angie, thank you so much for stopping by here and doing this with me.
Thanks for having me. It's been great.
Yeah, it is.
Watch for me on Twitter, and I will probably do some stuff on Instagram too. I said, watch for me on Twitter because I'll be tweeting.
Oh, okay.
And
okay,
I will also be posting some stuff on Instagram. So everyone, come join me, and we'll be have lots of fun Christmas stuff. So,
all right. Speaking of that, tell people where they can find you on social.
Okay, my handle on Instagram it's all about Angie Writing. And that's also my name on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it. So.
Okay. And if I do a recap of the Christmas movie recap back in January, would you be interested maybe in coming back and sharing your thoughts on these after you see them?
That would be so much fun. I would love it.
And tell people where they can find your writing.
If you go to, just go to my Instagram and I have it on there, and the fanfiction.net site. If you look up One Calls the Heart, my username is also All About Angie Writing on there, and you can find all my stories. I have 4 right now. So.
Okay. Okay. All right. Great. Great. And next week, I'm going to do a preview of the next 10 movies, but I don't know who I'm going to be doing that with. So if you, Angie, or anyone who's watching or listening, someone that might be interested in coming on the podcast and talking Christmas movies with me, let me know. I got to figure something out here. Yeah. And so until next week. Yeah, this has been fun. I'm glad Until next time, chatters, you keep the faith, keep smiling, keep your friends close, and family closer. Bye.